The mark of quality in furniture is the Quality Hall trademark.
Well, well, well.
And Ernie Hare, please get well. We miss you.
Well, we just up in the hand small affair. Just spread a little sunshine here and there. If you like the way we chatter with our song, the snappy patter, don't forget us when you know we're on the air.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for the curtain to go up on the 5,506th broadcast of the Highfalutin Hill Nelly as Mereldy and Sam Ross and the Saks Quill with goodwill greetings by Saks Quality Furniture, whose four fine New York stores have been making home sweet home since 1896. Sam Ross and the orchestra opened the program making overtures with You Look Good to Me. To introduce two scholars, both graduates of the ungraded class. Two fellows who think the Emancipation Proclamation is a foreign car. Two guys who believe the Union was preserved by picketing. Of course, it's those two loony little sacks, Billy Jones and Jim Brennan.
Hey, just to show that guy O'Brien I do know something about Lincoln, I'm going to recite the Gettysburg address.
Oh, Gettysburg. Let's hear it, Bill.
I was going to say speech, but I said address.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's hear it.
Ahem. Hoi. 47 years ago.
Well, go on.
There's more?
Of course there's more, Bill. My great-grandfather heard that address. You know, Bill, he was a general in the Union Army.
Your grandfather a general.
All right, so he was a lieutenant in the Union Army.
A lieutenant? Why, I bet he wasn't even in the Union Army.
Well, and why did he always wear a Union suit?
That I don't know, but... Say, listen, while we're both lying, I mean boasting, I might tell you that my family took part in the war, too.
Oh, yeah? Did they fight on the north or the south side there?
No, the east side with the gas house gang.
That's where they had battles.
Yeah.
Bill, you must admit Lincoln was a wonderful man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he started out carrying firewood and ended up in the White House.
What's the matter? Don't they have any steam heat?
Bill, your stupidity sticks out all over you.
Well, oh my, I'll have to get a new girdle, I guess.
Bill, you're just a dopey dame chaser, a gaga gag man, a corny crooner.
That's me, jackass of all trades. Yes, sir. Jim, you take life too seriously. Laugh, I say. Laughing is the thing.
Not on this program.
No? All right, maybe I'm no movie star, but I don't care about stars. When I was out in Hollywood, I didn't worship at the movie star's feet.
Oh, you couldn't even get a job shining shoes, huh?
Yes. No, no. I sold shoelaces.
Oh, yeah?
Here you are. Get nice, fresh shoelaces. Shoelaces, nice, fresh shoelaces.
You're selling shoelaces? Where are they?
In my shoes.
Bill, it's too bad you didn't stay in Hollywood.
Well, I would have if I had gotten that job of Scarlett O'Hara and Gone with the Wind.
Oh, you too?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that stupid puss of yours, why didn't they let you play Scarlett?
But I don't have a British accent.
Oh, my word.
I don't.
I close my eyes and see with my heart. If I were in the moonlight on a tropic isle or upon the Nile with beauty all around me, I still would see your smile. No matter what the view is, anywhere I am, anything I do, I gaze at you, my sweet illusion. I have eyes to see with, but they see only you. For you have eyes that put the very stars to shame. I have lips to sigh with, what else am I to do? When you have lips that fill my very soul with flame. Tonight you're near to me in a light bright as day. But you're so dear to me, I could see you even miles away. And yet, when we're apart, I close my eyes and see with my heart.
That's very good, Bill. Very. That was Billy Jones, our tenor sax, singing the potato song, I Have Eyes.
Hi, you do?
Why, it's Esmeralda, the belle of Peckerwood Point.
Willie, I just want to remind you that Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Who's going to be your Valentine?
Hedy Lamarr.
Well, Willie, Hedy Lamarr is a sophisticated, pretty movie actress.
Well, who am I to be choosing?
Have you received any Valentines yet?
Sure. Here's the first one I got. It says, roses are red, violets are blue. I got a Valentine, but it ain't you.
And who is that from, Ed?
Tyrone Power.
Oh. Let me have a look at it. Hey, that doesn't look like Tyrone Power's signature.
Well, I couldn't look at make it look too real, Mr. Jimmy, or I'd go to jail for forging.
Well, look at make it look. I know it's a lovely. I know a lovely girl, Ernie. I'm going to send a Valentine to.
Willie, it's bad enough that you don't care for me, but to throw another woman right in my face, well,
it'll help cover up the face.
Nobody loves me.
Oh, don't cry. Wait a second. Just a second, Ez. Don't cry. This Valentine is for you, dear. A pound box of chocolates in the shape of a heart.
Willie.
Ez, read the card that Bill wrote.
All right, but I'm so tense.
Yeah, mostly in the head. But read the card anyway.
All righty. A pound of chocolates for Madame, for her sweet tooth to fill. A pound of chocolates for Madame. I hope they make her ill. Why, Willie, you do care.
I give up. I give up. Sing, Willie, please.
A farm near the town of Skidunk lived Nellie, a poor farmer's daughter. She ran away to the city one day and learned things that she had an arter. Oh, there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth since Nellie came back from the city. And what she has done to that sleepy old farm is surely a crime and a pity. Oh, she taught poor old Dobbin to never say nay. Now he takes his oath with a hey, 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 hey. She was raised with the hogs, but she went to the dogs since Nellie came back from the city. Oh, there's weeping, boo-woo, boo-woo. Oh, there's wailing, woo-woo, woo-woo. Oh, there's gnashing of teeth, click, 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 since Nellie came back from the city. Sour milk, they've suddenly grown discontented. The turkeys and ducks will not swallow their corn unless they are sure it's fermented. All the farmhands who used to be bashful and shy are now all wisecracking and witty. And the cats, if you please, chase the dogs up the tree since Sally came back from the city.
Esmeralda's singing since Nellie came back from the city. Nellie should have stood in bed.
Yes, I believe so.
Hello, Uncle Bill and Uncle Jim.
Why, it's Marilyn Hare, Ernie's little daughter.
Well, that's well.
So, Marilyn, your father sent you back to heckle us again, is that it?
Oh, no. Daddy says the ants in your pants ought to annoy you enough.
Oh, Michael, by the way, how is your father?
Well, he was getting better. But then he started having nightmares.
Nightmares?
Yes, he dreams these things like you, Uncle Bill, and tells jokes like you, Uncle Jim.
Yeah?
But when he dreamed he was Sam Ross, that's when we had to put the straitjacket on him.
Well,
why, Marilyn, what's the matter? Didn't your father like the program last week?
Oh, he thought that I was marvelous.
Yeah, but how about Jim and me?
Well, he says you're not as corny as most stooges.
Stooges? I like that. Doesn't he know that we're finished actors?
Yes, but do you know you're finished?
Oh, wait. Wait, Marilyn. Marilyn, you've hurt your Uncle Bill to the core. Me who played Shakespeare. To be or not to be, that is the question.
What's the answer? And that gag hasn't improved with age.
Marilyn, dear, I know your heart belongs to Daddy.
But my tonsils are in my own name. Music, yes. Mr. Ross.
Yes.
They say you have no lips for a fool such as I. They say you just believe in hello and goodbye. And they say that the one I admire isn't even remotely concerned, and that I'll go right on playing with fire until I have learned my heart has been burned. They say I shouldn't dream of your face in the moon. They say all of my dreams will be nightmares too soon. But let them talk, let them think what they want to. If it makes them feel happy that way, no, darling, I'll always love you no matter what they say.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn. Dear, you're all right. I hope Daddy gets well soon.
And, Bill, I have a little announcement to make. We'd like to remind the folks that this is Boy Scout Anniversary Week. Why not enroll your son in your neighborhood scout troop? It is your best investment in Americanism.
Spoken like a true scouter, Jim. Now our portable microphone is set up on busy Broadway, where we are about to interview the man on the street. Pardon me, sir. We're getting the opinion of the man on the street.
He went up that way.
Who went that way?
The man on the street.
Well, you're the man on the street.
I am. Who let me out?
Oh, forget it, will you? I want to ask you a question. Do you listen to the Sax program?
What do you think I am, crazy?
Oh, beat it. Listen, here's a likely-looking little lad over here, just itching to be interviewed. Will you stop scratching, son, and come over here for a minute, please?
Yes, Pop.
Say, do you listen to the Sax program?
Do I? Why, when that announcer says, Saks gives you a lifetime guarantee on all its furniture, and this guarantee, including periodical polishing free of charge, why, a chill runs up my spine. And then Bill says it frightens me, too. And I say, but that announcer is wonderful. Did you ever notice the feeling in his voice? Sure am crazy about that announcer.
Listen, you're no relative of Joe O'Brien's, are you?
Relative? I'm him.
Play, Sam, play.
And Sax Quality Orchestra playing Ain't You Got No Romance. And incidentally, that song was written by Sam's handsome pianist, Jerry Brainer.
Good, I didn't know that.
Take a bow, Jerry. And, Bill, are you going to say anything bad about Sam today?
Well, I should say not. Why, you know, I should be disrespectful to the man who led the band at Gettysburg. No, sir.
Hello, Billy Joe. Hello, Billy Joe. Hi, Bill.
Oh, why, it's Mr. Hicks. The man with the galloping hiccups. Say, Mr. Hick, where have you been? You're 4 pages late.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Want to make something out of it?
No.
But really, I had a musical accident.
A musical accident?
Uh-huh. I was singing in the bathroom. Bathroom. It was Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
I was singing, and I just hit a high C. High C.
Well, then what happened?
Somebody pulled out the plug.
I didn't know you went in for singing.
Oh, I croon. Ever hear Bing Crosby?
Now, listen, wait a minute. Don't tell me you and Crosby have something in common.
Oh, sure. Certainly. Crosby sings for a cheese company.
Yeah.
And my singing is cheesy, too.
Well, listen, Mr. Hick.
Yeah?
You built yourself up as a singer, so let you tear yourself down with a song. What do you sing? Adagio, Vivace, or Allegro?
Just plain lousy.
Oh, I see. Mr. Hick, you tell the world. Just wait for your song.
Yeah, here goes. Here goes. Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those? Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. What happened to you? Well, bon voyage. Bon voyage. So long, Bill.
So long. So long. Okay.
Puppy dogs are barking while puppy cats meow. And lightning bugs are sparking, they're all in love and how. I hear crickets cricking, and I hear bulldogs croak. What's all the shooting for? To me, it's all a joke. My girl don't love me, she doesn't think a darn thing of me. Oh me, oh my, I sigh and cry, but she don't love me now.
Hey!
My girl don't kiss me, she says she doesn't even miss me. I tear my hair, but she don't care, my girl don't love me now. Last night at 10, I said to her again, you've got my gold, I'm gonna cut my throat. She said, just tell me when. I said, oh gee, the river's calling me. She said, oh no, I'll tell you where to go, go jump into the sea. My girl don't love me, she doesn't think a darn thing of me. She used to be so nice to me, but she don't love me now. My girl don't love me, she doesn't think a darn thing of me. She loves to squeeze her pickanies, but she don't love me now. I'm off my noodle when I see her with that poodle. She's off her nut about that much, but she don't love me now. Inside her flat, why she keeps a dog and cat. Why a monkey too, the place is like a zoo, and I can't go for that. It's plain to see, with her menagerie, my heart she'll break, she's trying hard to make a monkey out of me. My girl don't love me, she doesn't think a darn thing of me. Her parrot cries, hey, bull, get by, your girl don't love me no.
Bill Bill Jones telling us his girl don't love him anymore, and who can blame her?
Fellas, is it true that right after the next number, the Sax Quality Hall players are going to present their version of Jesse James?
That is absolutely correct. Give the lady 100 points, please.
Oh, Willie, I just love cowboys. They're so cute and bow-legged.
Yeah, but not all cowboys are bow-legged, eh?
The one I was out with last night was. Well, when we walked near Washington Square, 6 buses mistook him for the arch and run right through his leg.
Well, Ed, did you see that picture of the cowboy and the lady?
Sure. It is the best picture I ever necked through.
Ed, I imagine you do enjoy sitting in the darker portion of the motion picture theater.
We don't sit in a balcony because it's cheap.
Ed, how do you expect me to fall in love with you when you're always kissing other men?
Willie, I wouldn't marry you if you was the ideal man.
And what is your conception of the ideal man, Ed?
Well, give me the lips of Clark Gable.
Yeah?
That's all. Just give me the lips of Clark Gable.
Well, Ed, while you're practicing your chopsticks, Bill and I will go backstage and set the scene for the Sax Quality Players version of Jesse James. Here we go. Betty boop, Betty boop, Betty boop, Betty boop, Betty boop.
I ho! Sax Furniture!
When you're sitting in the parlor and you haven't kissed her yet, you should open the piano and ask her to do it. Now you can play the treble and she can play the bass. Let me tell you how it works in my particular case. Chopsticks, oh chopsticks, there's nothing like chopsticks to help any romance along. Now four hands start playing and two heads start swaying and two hearts start singing the song. If one of us makes any music mistake while we're chop, 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 chop the stick, no need to get mad, for there's nothing so bad that a couple of kisses can't fix. Oh, let's play together and we'll find out whether we'll ever be really in tune. Don't dare to stop till our hearts go pop, pop, while we chop, 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 chop the stick. Na-na-na-na-na.
And now the Sax Quality Hall Players bring you a saga of the West entitled, If You're Stuck Up, Jesse James Done It. As the scene opens, we find Jesse talking to his mother on his range in Mangy Kerr, Oklahoma. No, Arizona. Listen.
Ma, this sure is some layout we got here. Ranch house, cattle, fences, horses.
Yep, who'd have thunk when you checked number 391, Sears Roebuck could have sent you all this.
Yes, but Ma, there's something missing on this ranch.
Well, we might put in some monkeys, son.
I see. Then we'd have a monkey ranch.
don't look now, son, but there's a strange man sneaking up the road.
Sneak, sneak. Sneak, sneak. Ah, pair of sneakers. Oh, you kid.
Howdy, partner. I come to ask you some questions.
Well, fire away.
That's right. Nobody sleeps on this program.
You didn't have to take me plumb literal.
Now look what you done. You shot a hole in Junior's Easter bonnet.
Oh, is that what's keeping his chin up, eh?
Say, what do you want, anyhow?
I represent the Northern, Southern, East, and Western Atlantic Pacific Railroad Company.
Hey, you sure cover a lot of territory.
Oh, we get around. Trains leaving for Kalamazoo, Oskaloosa, parts of Missoula on track 3. Hocus Pocus, Mocus, and Crocus on track 4.
Do you have any trains going to Atlantic City?
No, that ain't euphonious enough. Anyway, stranger, what I came here for is this land. My railroad needs it.
Well, I'm sorry, stranger. This land has sentimental attachments. Father always spent his vacations from Alcatraz here.
So you're going to be tough about it, eh? Well, you'll sell this land or we'll set fire to your house.
Well, don't set fire to it at 12 o'clock tonight.
Why not?
It'll burn me up.
Listen. I aim to build my railroad right here.
Say, ain't you a little too old to play with electric trains?
Oh, Lionel or America? stranger, you'll sell this land or else.
Or else what?
Chuck, the answer ain't here in my script. But out you go, I says. Now beat it. Vamoose, or my old six-shooter Bess is backing me up. Ain't you, Bess?
You tell him, Keith.
You was using desperate means. I'm a-leaving and I'm going east and become a swinging bandit.
A swinging bandit?
Yes, a killer Dillinger.
Hello, 4th National Bank. Accounts, doors, and cans open. What is it? No, sir, I'm sorry. We do not monogram slugs for slot machines. 4th National Bank, hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon me, sir. I'm a stranger in this here bank.
Me too. I'm the 82nd vice president in charge of wiping Lincoln's nose on the penny.
Brennan, stop annoying the customers. Get back to your nose wiping.
Yes, sir.
Now, sir, I am the 2nd vice president in charge of vice presidents in charge of.
Glad to know you. My name is James. Tell me, partner, who do you have to see around here to rob this place?
Have you got any references?
References? Sure, partner, right here.
Why, sir, I'm afraid these are no good. Why, sir, these references are an insult to the vault of this institution. But here we mustn't lose our tempers, must we?
No.
You big lug, good day to you, and I do mean you.
Hey, you sure made the 2nd vice president kind of mad. What's the matter?
Well, he wanted references to rob the bank, and I showed him my report card from Sing Sing Press. It's true I got a C in safe blowing and a second story working, but I did get an A for effort.
Yeah, well, let me get a look at that reference. Oh, now I know why he wouldn't let you rob the bank.
Why not?
You don't belong to the union.
Confidentially, I'm so in love, I go floating through the sky. Confidentially, the stars above have seen the secret in my eyes. Though I know that everybody's guessing, I'm not confessing who.
But darling,
you are bound to know eventually. So confidentially,
Billy Jones and Jim Brennan, and we hope Ernie Hare will be well enough to be with us next Sunday, have been sent to you with goodwill greetings by Saks Quality Furniture, whose 4 fine New York stores have been making home sweet home since 1896. If you enjoy these Sunday programs, why not show your appreciation by investigating Saks first when you're going to buy furniture? Well, it's time to let the curtain down on this Sunday's little opus, so here are the boys signing off until next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Well, our time is quite exhausted now, we fear. But before we go, we beg you lend an ear. If you like the way we chatter with our songs and snappy patter, don't forget us when you know we're on the air. Well, well, well.
Was written and produced by Jay Sommers. This is Joe O'Brien chatting to you for Saks Quality Furniture and reminding you that the mark of quality in furniture is the Quality Hall trademark, and bidding you all a very pleasant good afternoon. I Have Eyes is from Paris Honeymoon. This is the Intercity Broadcasting System.
WMCA in New York City at the top of the dial.